This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm excited to kick off a new month of Side Hustle School. This is episode 2343, coming to you on the first day of June 2023. Of course, you can listen whenever you want, but that's when the episode's going out. And we're going to go to Vancouver, Canada today. Vancouver Bike Tours takes scenic route, as you wish, as you prefer. And also, welcome to Throwback Thursday. Today happens to be a Thursday, our weekly segment of taking an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, we hear from all kinds of people on the podcast, so we like to go back and do this. Well, I guess you would call it a throwback, which is why we call it that. Last week, we heard from a social media manager who focuses on female fitness coaches and influencers. Today, as mentioned, Vancouver, Canada, where we'll hear from the owner of a cycling tour business that serves visitors and locals. So what's that about? What's happened since? This is Riley. Let's hear directly from them. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. All right. Vancouver Bike Tours takes scenic route.
Hey there, my name is Alex, and I'm the proud owner of Vancouver Bike Tours, a side hustle that allows me to share my passion for cycling and my beautiful city with tourists and locals alike. Over time, I've managed to build this hobby into a profitable business, earning at least $3,000 per month on average. I'd love to share my story with you, along with some lessons I've learned along the way that might be helpful for someone else looking to start a similar venture. My journey began when I realized that although Vancouver is a cyclist's paradise, there are very few options for guided bike tours. As an avid cyclist and someone who loves to explore the city, I knew I had to change that. I started by doing some research on popular tourist spots and hidden gems, and then began crafting a series of bike routes that would showcase Vancouver's beauty and charm. With my routes planned, I focused on acquiring a small fleet of bikes and necessary gear to ensure a comfortable and safe ride for my clients. After that, it was time to promote my business. I created a website and social media accounts to showcase the different tours I offered, along with photos of the picturesque locations and happy customers. My first clients were a group of friends visiting from out of town. They loved the idea of exploring the city on two wheels while learning about Vancouver's history and culture. The tour was a success, and word spread quickly. Soon, I was flooded with inquiries from tourists and even locals who wanted to rediscover their city. Over time, I learned to diversify my offerings by creating themed tours, such as foodie tours, street art tours, and nature tours. I also began partnering with local businesses, like cafes and restaurants, to provide my clients with unique experiences and exclusive discounts during their bike tour. One valuable lesson I've learned is the importance of customer service. I make sure to ask my clients for feedback after each tour, and I use their insights to improve and refine my routes and overall experience. Additionally, I've discovered that being flexible and accommodating is crucial to keeping my clients happy. If a client wants to make a detour or spend more time at a particular location, I'm always open to adjusting the tour to meet their needs. Another lesson I've learned is the power of networking. I've joined local tourism associations and collaborated with hotels to cross-promote our services. This has significantly expanded my reach and brought me some interesting clients. So, what started as a passion project has transformed into a thriving side hustle that not only brings in extra income, but also allows me to share my love for Vancouver with others. If you're thinking of starting a similar business, remember to be creative with your tour offerings, prioritize customer service, and build a strong network. With a bit of hard work and determination, you'll be pedaling your way to success in no time.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Big thanks to Raleigh for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories and many other features as well. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Of course, we have show notes for every episode. Today's are at sidehustleschool.com/2343. I also hope you're able to take some positive steps towards your own side hustle, your own economic empowerment, whatever that looks like for you. And of course, we've got a new episode for you tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.